Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It goes without saying that you are listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi and I'm with the amazing Wing.
Here I am, ready for service.
And today we're talking about manifesting, which, I mean, I'm really excited for this conversation because I love a bit of like spookster talk, but also kind of how to get what you want, if that's even possible to get what you want. Is manifesting bullshit and just this whole thing that's rooted in privilege? We're talking about hot girl summer, being that girl, romanticizing your life. There's a whole load of combo in this and I just can't wait to get into it, really.
Let's get into it.
Okay, how do we begin? I feel like long time no see, even though I've seen you actually technically more than ever.
I know, it feels bizarre. We were just saying we have like a weird energy today. The live is still like ringing in our heads. We've had one day in between, but I think during that day we've just been so self-indulgent and kind of, I don't know, kind of, I've watched the reel too many times. I like feel sick, just is in my head.
I think we start this by saying like thank you to everyone who came to the live, thank you to everyone listening. Just like there's a lot of thanks going on. It's a Thanksgiving day today.
Yeah, it is Thanksgiving. It was so good. Like, I'm so shocked at how well that went.
Dying, because I can't even get into it. I'm honestly grinning my nut off.
I was so scared about the wind. I was, when the drummers started drumming, 12 drums are drumming, whatever started coming in, I thought, oh God, we're done for.
We're fucked.
But it went so smoothly.
It did, yeah. It went perfectly. And we had the best old time. And now you're right back where I like you, miles away.
Yeah, exactly.
So today, we're talking about manifesting and like the whole lifestyle goals, that girl discourse vibe, which I don't know. In a way, I feel closer to it than ever, but I also feel really far from that topic right now. What about you?
Yeah, I don't feel close to it, that's for sure. We sometimes say the veil feels quite thin right now and things like that, like spooky things like that. But I feel like the veil, if there is one, feels quite thick at the moment. Like I can't kind of break through to the spiritual side of life at the moment.
Is that what you feel though? It's spiritual?
Well, I think manifesting has like an undeniable, it's like woo-woo vibes almost. Well, if you don't see it as spiritual, what do you see it as?
Well, I guess the two sides of it being, one side being, yeah, the spiritual stuff that's just been completely like gentrified, actual real like spiritual thing, and then the other part of it being like things are being manifested, like things coming to fruition, like opportunities arising,
as in creating action.
Actions happening, yes,
which I love that side. To be honest, both sides of it, if we're gonna start from like the cynical side, kind of the spiritual side, whitewashed, gentrified side, and then the action side is kind of like a capitalist, like individualist side. So both are kind of a bit bleak,
yeah,
if you look at it kind of in that bleak lens.
But also both still stunning.
Yeah, oh my god, the most stunning. Yeah,
that was the kind of the vibe. So obviously we ask on the story, so follow us on Instagram if you would like to, at Seffi and Wing. And there was a real divide between people being like, yeah, it's just capitalist. Yeah, it's like, you know.
It was literally 50-50.
I'll read this point. Someone just put it really nicely and they said, it looks like the new version of the American dream. It's capitalism disguised in spirituality.
I like that.
Yeah, and I just thought that was a great old, like, phrasing in the same. It's a great old point, but everyone was making that point. But I just think it is true. It is kind of there was a lot of people talking about like the focus on like wealth and like,
yeah,
quote unquote success.
And that's what I think is silly, that it's like you're turning something that is supposed to be, if it's supposed to be this kind of universal power that like brings you essentially gifts or matches your energy with whatever the energy you align with, if that's the thing, it's like, why then are there people writing down like, I want £4,000 and the universe gives you £4,000? Like, no, if there's some kind of thing, God, simulation, whatever, do you think they deal in like the currency of like money and like, I want a boyfriend. Oh, I'll give you a boyfriend.
Obviously, God deals in Great British pounds.
Yeah, it's just like,
I don't think so.
He's converting what's 5 God pounds to 5 British pounds. It's just like, it's quite simplistic, that bit. I think that bit is the bit that I'm like, kind of, you watch a YouTube channel of like a YouTube video of like manifesting £1 million in 5 days. And it's like kind of David Dobrik doing a bit. It's like, this is just bleak. Like this is turning something that, I don't know, is supposed to make you feel okay in your life or feel happy or something into like, how can I monetize manifesting? It's like, that is a bit, it's just like, I guess not what it was intended for.
How do you think your relationship to manifesting has changed since like the first time you heard that word to now? Like, how do you think it's different now?
Oh, well, I think when I first heard it, I was all over it. I think I probably first heard it with you, to be honest.
Right.
I think we got quite like spooky back in the day. And I think I heard it and I was like, what is this thing? Because do you remember we watched The Secret together?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd already seen it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you already knew it. I think when I first watched The Secret, I thought, what is this?
You were terrified, yeah.
I thought, this is fucking nuts. Like, this seems, to be honest.
And it is. Oh, boy, is it.
It looks kind of has a weird, like, Lord of the Rings aesthetic. Like, the spinning.
It's a weird Y2K. Yeah, it's so strange.
It's gross. It looks very gross. It's sepia toned.
Well, it looks like kind of they made the film and then they covered it in, like, coffee stains to, like, make it look old.
Yeah. They were like, they're tea staining. They're like trying to make a secret map.
It's yeah.
Like, the great leaders in the world have always known about a secret. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Wow. Pull out the Wanda Byrne impression. Ron. Honestly, Rhonda Byrne in the building.
I love my echo whisper. That was so like impromptu. I thought that was really good.
It's kind of, Harry, I now speak directly to you. You have 1 hour, 1 hour.
Yeah, and Parvati, whatever, is like screaming.
Screaming her nuts off. She's terrified.
But that was kind of me watching The Secret. I thought, what the fuck is this?
What is this? Well, you're thinking, oh no, I've only been thinking of kind of desperation and doom for the past like 20 years. Fuck, now that's what's in store.
But I think The Secret gave me a vibe of desperation and doom.
Absolutely. Which, to be honest, is an easy vibe to default to. It is kind of the default energy for most people is desperation and doom.
Desperation and doom.
Yeah, sudden death.
Honestly, sudden death. Well, I want to ask you, what's your relationship with manifesting? Because I feel like you maybe heard about it a bit early. I don't know.
I think I did hear about it early, but then I think I was really into manifesting when I was like 17, 18, which makes you even more...
Yeah.
Or just... back then, it's like all those years ago, I'm so old now, but like all those years ago, I was much more ready to accept what everyone told me about spirituality rather than find my own beliefs. Yeah, because also I'd been not raised quite spiritual, but I was introduced to spirituality as a whole really, really young, like as like a kind of a little baby. So I definitely would just take everyone's word for it. Then when you see fucking Rhonda Byrne be like, and this guy, he cured his cancer with manifest, it's like, oh my God, I'm so fucked. Like, I've really been thinking of doom and now I'm going to bring doom, you know? And it is that, like, it is a horrific message to be sending people of, all of your suffering is your own fault. So actually, let me give this point. If you don't know who Naina Florence is, you definitely do. It's like,
who the fuck are you if you don't know who she is?
Yeah, you're sleeping under a rock. Or living under a rock.
You've been sleeping under a rock.
It's kind of your Jesus Christ, ready for a Good Friday.
Ready to be reborn.
Everyone came in with really good points, and then Naina came in, sorry, stomped on everyone's points. It's like, she's the only one I'm going to mention now. Yeah. Sorry for everyone who had good things to say. Only the Queen matters. But Naina said that she hates the idea that everyone is just a manifestation away from overcoming class and race and gender.
Yeah.
And I just thought, let's end the pod there. What a fucking bar.
Fucking hell. So good.
But isn't that true? It's true. It sells you the narrative of, like, your mindset is it's all your fucking fault.
It's that if you have anything that hinders you in any way societally, it's like, oh well, you can overcome that by positive thinking. It's like, that is so damaging.
And if you haven't yet, it's because you're lazy and you're fucking miserable and you don't deserve it.
And you deserve misery.
It's really fucked, actually.
It is fucked.
Well, I feel like that's kind of where I am now with my relationship to manifesting. Is kind of like, I even came to this episode being like, I don't know what the fuck to say, honestly. Like, with everyone saying, like, it's just true. It's kind of just like, yeah, let's leave it at that. On one side, it could be really nice. And on one side, it's really fucked up. Anyway, like most things in the world.
Yeah.
I know someone said, like, if it's good, it's good. Like, it's when it stops being good that it's bad. Like, but, you know, if you just take it as a harmless thing, then it's harmless. Which I totally agree with. But it's kind of like, yeah, heroin is a harmless thing. We just take it as a bit of fun. Then it's just a bit of fun and it's harmless.
I don't know if heroin is a harmless thing.
It's like, yeah, everything can be, like, yeah, if we don't take anything seriously, then nothing is serious. But that doesn't, do you know what I mean? Doesn't make it okay.
I was actually speaking to someone quite recently.
Who the fuck are you speaking to?
I'm going to be so vague. There's somebody in my life. and there's somebody that I was speaking to someone about this person. So this person has had kind of, I don't know, I would say like a long struggling life, I would say. Just kind of...
It's grueling. It's a grueling life. Bowls of brown.
A grueling life. They're like a white, straight woman, but they are acting like the world is like attacking them at every level.
Okay, so actually not really a grueling life, maybe.
But they're like rich, kind of really wealthy. Yeah, no, the struggle is completely internal, but they perceive that the struggle is completely external.
They perceive the struggle is real.
Yeah, they perceive that the struggle is real, but the struggle is completely, to be honest, a mental health issue rather than like the weight of the world is like attacking
you. A situational issue.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And throughout this person's life, they have kind of refused to like get any kind of therapy or anything like that. Just kind of, they perceive that they have tried therapy because they're like, oh, but I like sort of crystals and like a shamanic ritual under the full moon, and I've got a special herb that I will smoke,
very new agey,
on the summer solstice, and that will cure me. And it's like, this isn't what you should be going for. And I was saying to the person I was speaking to about this, it's like,
I don't know if you've thought about all of this shit that you're doing, but maybe it's not working.
But it's almost like they are like, well, I've been trying everything. And it's like, no, I do think kind of manifesting and quote-unquote spirituality and all of these like crystally like pleasurable things, they are not on level with real medical help. It's like, no, what is needed here right now is like kind of a therapist, antidepressants, I don't know, I'm not a fucking medical professional, but maybe go to a doctor, rather than, oh, I'm gonna manifest my way out of this. And I think that is the problem with this like discourse, essentially, that it's like, it's seen as the answer, but I do think it can be used as a fun cherry on top. But absolutely a shamanic ceremony is not going to do shit when you're clinically depressed.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I think it is the answer for loads of people, but it's just the classic case of like, there isn't a one size fits all really to anything in life, because humans don't work like that. It's kind of fuck Brandy Melville. Yeah. There is no one size fits all for anything. Like, it's like, yeah, that would work. That could work. That could be fine. But it's like, yeah, if you're pushing on to like, I don't know how old this person is, but...
They're like in their 60s.
I'll keep it vague for you. Yeah, fucking hell.
Oh, I'll be specific for you. But it's almost just painful though, because it's like, you're viewing something that... I mean, yeah, I would love to believe that a crystal can change your life, or that if you put a letter under your pillow that describes all the traits of the dream man that you want under your pillow with a rose quartz, and on a full moon you burn it and they're gonna come into your life, I love that shit. But also, I don't think that when you're presenting it as 100% truth, like, this is going to happen if you do it, and it's just about your mindset, if it doesn't happen then it's just you weren't wanting it much, wanting it enough. I think that is so damaging for people that kind of are looking for answers like desperately.
Yeah, I agree. When we first started this ye old podcast all those years ago, that we were kind of saying earlier that all the hot takes that were once hot takes were kind of what we were saying. I don't know even when that was. What was that, like a year and a half ago?
Yeah maybe. I don't know. I don't know what day it is, let alone what month it is.
Maybe roughly even 2 years ago. No, it was about 2 years ago.
Jesus.
Which is wild, because think of the time of year that we're in. But anyway, about 2 years ago, we were having the conversations of like, manifesting is just privilege, and self-care is just privilege. We're going on and on and on. And they were hot takes at the time.
There was a meme that was like, is it manifesting or is it just privilege? We're like, this is great. but that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so it is kind of like, what have we got to say in this episode? Because I do in a way feel like I don't know where I stand right now with it, because I love the whole, I do love when my lifestyle fits into what is sold as like self-care and manifest and all of those things. Yeah. I love it. Obviously you would, wouldn't you?
The dreamy life.
Yeah, I do feel better like emotionally, but I don't know, then what? So then what? I come to a podcast and I say, yeah, if you drink loads of water and you wake up and you do exercise and you do your mindfulness and you do your journaling and you meditate and all of these things, like, what? Then that makes you feel better, does it? It's like, yeah, I guess that is what I'm saying, which I don't want to say. Because also I don't really believe it. I also think it's really wanky.
But it's also the thing of, it makes you feel better, or it makes kind of you specifically as Wing feel better, but it doesn't solve all your problems. Like,
no,
I think
it doesn't, but it does, but it does make you, make it easier to deal with your problems, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
It makes
kind
you
of solve all your problems.
More competent when, and it makes you more aware of like, is this a problem or is this just something in my mind? It does kind of take away the problems if you're creating problems in your own mind, which I think loads of us do. It does kind of solve those problems. Bad news, or is it good news? I don't know. It just, there's something that's so wanky about it. Drink water. Something so wanky. But I also think maybe that's because our generation has a bit of a individuality complex.
Yeah.
And we don't like to feel like the things that we are coming up with and pushing online have been, you know, they're just regurgitated from the trends of 20, 30 years ago. And it is just kind of the same new agey stuff. It is just American dream stuff. It is just diet culture, being that girl. You know, these aren't, we're not coming up with new things, which I think generationally we don't like to think. We like to think that we've cracked the code and that we've kind of figured out, we've, you know, I've got a new, this is a new lifestyle. Like, the older generations, they just don't get it, like, they don't meditate, blah blah. It's like, no, but these are all the same, like, what the Instagrammers are feeding you, what the YouTubers are feeding you, and what the podcasters are feeding you, I hate to say, is something that has just been regurgitated. It's not new thought. It's, mindfulness isn't a new concept. It's changing, and it's like a massive discourse right now, but it's not new.
It's because it feels new and branded in the kind of like Western world, in that way that it feels new because it's got the new face of Andy from Headspace and he's got an app, and it feels new in that way because it's more accessible to us.
Yeah,
it's kind of almost that sort of Gen Z, not arrogance, because I feel like, yeah, but I feel like it's an arrogance. I've got it too, that it's that kind of, oh, well, my parents and their parents, they all fucked it. They all did it wrong. Look at the state of it. Look at capitalism. Look at the world they've created. We're going to do it. We're going to do it differently because we know. But it's like, actually, the balance is just swinging back and forth, as in it's like,
you just change the name.
Almost, if this like anti-capitalist thing is coming up now, it's like, well, that was just the 60s. And then mm-hmm. the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s was swinging the other way. And now it's kind of hopefully swinging some other way.
But it's also not, it's also not,
no, it's getting more and more capitalist.
Yeah, it's literally people like us, it's girls being like, yeah, communism, like, fuck capitalism. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, like, fucking grinding so hard, like, it's all about your aesthetic, it's all about the lifestyle,
being like, I just need to get a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah, literally it is so wanky, and it is kind of it's not new, which is why I think the manifesting and the whole, like, that girl narrative, and even, like, Hot Girl Summer, it's a nice idea. It's the romanticising your life thing. It's a nice idea. And then the critique of it is, okay, but it's classist and it's reductive and it's, like, white supremacist values and all of these things. But then we still perform it and we still just go along with it, as every generation has done previously.
Just play your role.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it's when wealth, as in, like, monetary wealth, is still looked at as the pinnacle of success.
Mm.
It does strip it back to just the American dream. It's the same old thing of, everyone just wants what, okay, we'll go back to kind of Mice and Men. We're Curly's wife again. But it's like, okay, so I'll work hard in my youth so that I can have a nice sort of piece of land that I can retire on with my family, with my children, with my animals. That's my life. That's the American dream. You come from nothing to something through work. And it's like, that is still essentially what we are pursuing.
Labor will set you free.
Yeah, well, that's kind of horrific because that's the fucking Nazi.
That's really horrific.
Yeah,
really horrific. What references are we dropping today? Bad ones.
we're just quoting a little bit of The Sign in Auschwitz.
Sort of Auschwitz.
But it is still that. It's if you work hard, you will get a comfortable pension, and then you will be able to live with your partner, with your like two children and your dog in like a nice house with maybe a garden that someone you can kind of do your thing and you can retire there and maybe move to like Spain in your like 70s. So yeah, we're still pursuing the same thing. It's just the visuals of it have changed. Like the optics are now, well, I'll have a lovely white bed sheet on the grass at a picnic.
Take us back to the live.
But I'll have a lovely white like bed linen on a huge four-poster kind of delicious bed from M&S. And I will also have, my dog will be a little, just like little Labrador vibe. And the optics of it have changed.
Yeah.
Kind of thinking, what do normal people want? It's like, this so far from what I visually want.
A Labrador.
A little lovely Labrador.
Super cute.
But it's like, people want these things. It's still essentially what fucking Lenny and George were looking for. It's just like, you just want to have like comfortable stability that is like admirable to others, that you have not got through winning the lottery or anything that's kind of seen as like, oh, you didn't earn that. It's like, no, you want to have earned that through hard work so that you can then feel accomplished.
This is what I was going to say. It's like, that's not even the fucked bit. The fucked bit is everyone's screaming about anti-capitalism, and yet we've never worked harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, we're all screaming about anti-capitalism and blah, 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 and self-care and like take days off and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But in order to keep up, you look around and think, well, I know you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
Because if I'm trying to keep up with you, I have to ignore everything that you're saying and everything that I'm saying, because I know that's not the reality of what you're doing. It's like, we're really at a point where we're not practicing what we're preaching. I feel like with the productivity and the hot girl summer and the manifesting, it's just like,
yeah,
we're saying one thing and living,
doing the complete opposite. Yeah. Yeah. And you're working a lot of the time unpaid. A lot of the stuff that you think is not labor is actually labor. Mm. Like, you work a huge shift at somewhere. I don't know. You're a teacher. You do a whole fucking long day cleaning up fucking children, teaching them their times tables, blah, blah, blah. Then you come back and it's like, well, now I kind of need to, I'm going to the pub and I do really want to get an Instagram picture there so that I can also appear successful in this way, because you're working to compete with everyone else that you see on the internet and all of this stuff. So I've got to do this. Oh, and also, I've also got to cook dinner and the blah, blah, blah. You're doing a lot of like unpaid.
And now my sister's calling me, telling me that this sort of thing with her argument. So now I have to invent, now I'm a therapist for an hour. It's like, you are a million things in one. If you exist in this world right now, you're a 21st century woman, or whoever you are a million things in one. And like 99% of them are not given the credit. You're not given the credit for in society. You're considered worthless. So it's like, okay, well, do I just die?
Die? Yeah. Well, no, you don't die.
Let's not die.
Do I just die? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No. Yeah. So I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Just all that being said, which is horrific and all of this stuff, I do just kind of want to get into the fun of it as well.
Uh-huh.
Because I just think we're trying to do an episode.
You're going to ask me if I've ever manifested anything.
Well, I know that you have. I know that it's just manifesting happens all the time.
Mm.
But I wanted to ask you, what's like the most fun thing you've ever manifested? Like the biggest thing that sticks in your head of like, oh my God, I cannot believe I manifested that. Or that you think was like down to some kind of like manifesting process.
Yeah, there are so many things, but for the sake of being on the podcast, I'll say the podcast.
Oh my God, so fucking true. Go on, tell the story.
I almost don't know where the story begins. I don't even know what the story is. I don't know, because it's hard to even, it's almost like I'm going to say all this, but it's also like, well, do I believe any of it? I don't know.
Yeah, but I think, can we just suspend disbelief for this story sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Goes without saying privilege. Goes without saying all these things. They go without saying.
Capitalism. Yeah. Yeah. It kind of is. We're all on the same page. It is a huge privilege to think that you have any power to create.
Alive. Yeah. If you're screaming, you are the authority in your own life. It's like, yeah, there's a whole lot of privilege going on, and even the awareness to articulate that. However,
but I think Naina's summed that up perfectly. That's Naina's point, is goes without saying, it's huge. And now here's all our bullshit that we're gonna put in because it's just fun.
Yeah. The one, and I do believe this honestly without question, when I have good things in my life, I do feel, I remember once, it might even be like a year ago, maybe more, we recorded an episode and we cut that whole thing. We had a whole argument about soulmates. Do you remember? Because I said that you're one of my soulmates, that soulmates are real and that you're one of mine. You said, well, I don't believe in them. And I said, well, that's fucking rude, because I just said you're one of mine.
Fucking nutter. Well, I don't know about you, but I think you're deluded, and also you don't mean anything to me, essentially saying that. Just in one.
But I do feel like with the soulmate thing, just with anything, I am the sort of person that likes to believe in a sort of destiny, fate situation. And I think in part I believe that because also I've had really fucking shitty things happen to me, that I almost feel quite justified in my belief of my nice things.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, I'm not going to spill who it is, but I'm not this vague character that Sefi was talking about earlier of like thinking you've had a gruelling life when you haven't. It's almost the gruels have been...
Gruel.
Honestly, Gruella de Vil.
Real dated reference. Christ. Kind of my grandma's loving that little joke.
I think it is that kind of thing of like when you've had the shitty things, not that I've had the shittiest life ever, but just when you've had the shitty things, you do feel the niceness.
Yeah.
You can feel the niceness then. And I do feel like there is something, just a little bit of sparkle, a little bit of magic.
A little bit of spice to that.
Yeah, a little bit of spice around the idea of like, I didn't know you. Like, I didn't know you for long, even before we were like, let's do a thing.
No. We didn't know each other properly at all.
And I always knew I wanted to do a thing before, but it's like, it never happened. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just, sometimes you just get nudged into, and it's true, nobody's coming, Harry. No one picks you up and puts you in where you want to be or puts you where you need to be. You do need to make it happen. However, sometimes I feel like, and when it comes to the podcast, I feel like there are universal nudges where even just being inched closer to you, the fact that we met, you know, it wasn't, I think meeting people or like being in a room with someone or just, do you know what I mean? Finding yourself in a situation that you didn't plan for, that is kind of, you know, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if you want to think that that's some sort of universal magic.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's not necessarily a coincidence, yeah. And also, I remember you saying something like, sort of the year before, it was kind of your...
In that new year,
just want to have some kind of Instagram. I don't know what it is, but I want to have like an aesthetic page where I post things I care about or something like that. And then I think it was in the February that we were like, right, let's do something. And then you're like, fuck, I didn't realise this is something that I like...
This was what I wanted.
Even said that I wanted at the, like, I didn't know that I was heading that way.
And I think I easily couldn't have, in the sense of like, it was literally a passing dream. Do you know what I mean? It's not something that I was putting into action. And actually, I was gonna say, I feel like with manifesting and like goal setting and all of this stuff, I've got two ways of doing it. The first being like a sort of spiritual manifesting sense, it leans more into that, but it's also not for me that spiritual quote unquote manifesting just comes down to giving myself the permission to think about what I would actually want.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely know that when I thought that, the kind of that new year prior to creating this space with you, I hadn't given myself permission to want it, because, which then leads into the second half, my other side, which is putting it into action. First, I have to give myself permission to think about what I would actually want.
Yeah.
And from there, I can start thinking about, okay, but how would I make that happen? Like, week by week, what does that look like for me?
Completely, completely. And that is the two sides of... It's all very well being like, I wish upon a star that I will become the CEO of my own company. Yeah. And then being like, right, I'm off to my shift, the whatever.
Yeah. Someone wrote in a really good message saying, I feel like manifesting is very passive and it is basically just wishing. And it's like, yeah, you're wishing on, a star. You're wishing on Steffi's Starry Night set.
Yeah, literally. But then I also think... I think I am just inherently a bit of a dreamer in that it's like, I think you should wish. I think you should wish with Same. All your might.
But give yourself permission to wish.
Yeah, completely. Because I think it's like, you don't even really need to do the action. Fuck it. Yeah, of course, if you actually want it to happen, you have to put some action in.
Yeah.
Action to me suggests some kind of desperation.
Yeah, that has to be separated.
I think you need to accept that your life is as it is and that if it never happens, you'll be happy and you're fine. And this would just be a thing that kind of, wouldn't it be great if this also happened, like, oh my God, it would be amazing. But my life as it stands is also absolutely stunning. Because I think when you want something, I don't know where I was reading this. I'm kind of thinking, was it in my Eckhart Tolle book? But I don't think it was.
Mm.
But it was like, wanting is essentially suffering. Like, it's kind of the act of wanting something, if you tune into that feeling, it's just suffering. It's just not accepting your life.
It's having a crush on Seth Rogen. It's like, yeah, this is, I will never be happy again.
I will never be happy until I'm with Seth Rogen.
I need fucking vases in my room now. I will never be happy again. Vases in my room, Seth Rogen in my bed.
Yeah.
I will never be happy, but alack, you can't live like that. But actually, I think what you were saying about desperation, I think it actually comes down to then you have to separate, it's whether or not you, whatever you're desiring, it's the purity of that desire. Because also I easily could have had when I was, so as you said, I was thinking, oh, I would just love like a space, some sort of online thing. I would love to have some sort of connection with people where it's like things that we actually care about, something real. Versus that easily could have been me sat there having the passing thought of like, I want people to tell me they love me.
Yeah.
I want to be validated on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can, and it goes both ways. I guess the optics of what that could look like could be exactly the same. But my desire, I'm happy to say, was
pure.
In the purest sense of like, I would love something that really meant something, even if it just meant something to me. And then it came in like the most amazing way. It goes without saying that it came in the most amazing way. But it is a pure thing, and it matters. If to no one it matters, it definitely matters to us.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's the main thing. But it's true, you will be wanting something out of desperation if you're wanting to be validated for something that isn't pure. But I think putting things into action is fine if you're doing a pure thing.
Completely.
If you're doing it because you genuinely just want to do that, you want that experience in your life, I think you're well within your rights to want better for yourself and try and make it happen.
It's kind of, if you want it for the pleasure of wanting it, it reminds me of my poem that I said in a few episodes, my ridiculous poem. Or not even poem. I think it was kind of a chant, a mantra.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what it was. It kind of came to me from the gods.
Yeah.
But if you want it... No, what is it?
Yeah.
What was it? If you want it, you might as well forget it.
No, no.
If you need it, then go out now and get it.
Yeah,
that was the ending. That was the crucial bit.
Do you want it because you really want it?
Or do you want it because you really need it? If you want it, then go on out and get it. No. No!
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
And then if you need it, you might as well forget it. Okay, fuck. That's it. Forget the no in the middle, and that was it.
Makes no sense. It's like, what? They're listening like, what? I've really got no idea what's going on.
It wasn't genius, but I made it up in the car once when I was driving. I thought, that is great. There were other verses. There were great things. There were like, do you want it because you're looking next door was a thing. Are you comparing yourself? Like, there was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Fuck knows. It was long. If anyone remembers it from my friends, tell me it. If anyone saved that in their notes at the time. But I think that's it. If you're seeking something because you want it to elevate your life for like the pleasure of having it, and you're like, this will be a great thing, I really just want to go to Thorpe Park on Tuesday, that'll be fucking great.
Oh my God.
And trust me, I do.
Should we go live at Thorpe Park?
Oh my God.
It would be amazing if we were live in the queue and then we went on a roller coaster live.
And drop our phone, it ends up on the news. Yeah. Or like something crazy happens, it ends up on the news.
What an accident. Thanks for that. Touch wood.
No. I'm not necessarily thinking touch wood. I'm more thinking it gets stuck and it's like...
Well, what else is going to happen?
It's like, girls have been stuck at the top of stealth for 45 minutes and we're streaming now from Seffi and Wing.
I went on a roller coaster once with my retainer in, and I got to the top and it spun me upside down and my retainer dropped out of my mouth onto the ground. I had to go and find it and I couldn't find it and had to get a replacement.
That is crazy.
I know.
It's raining retainers.
It's also really embarrassing. It's like you're with all your friends and it's like, what, we're here hunting for my retainer. It's like, don't, they're like, what are you looking for? It's like, don't worry, nothing. Yes. Not looking for anything. It's like, what?
Honestly, don't worry about it. Why don't you guys go to the toilet now? You said you needed a wee. Yeah. I'll join you in 5 minutes.
It's like, why are you spitting so much? It's like, don't worry. Forget about it.
Your teeth are looking really shit right now. Don't even worry about it. Okay, it's fine.
Like, me losing my fucking contact lens right before we went live makes me nauseous thinking about it.
We knew something crazy would happen. Crazy.
So unbelievable.
We're wild as shit, guys. So something with manifesting that I wanted to talk about as well was, I always feel like the emphasis on like thinking, thought, and like having like a specific outcome that you want, of like, I want to have this amount of money, or I want to have this job, or I want to have this house or piece of clothing or partner or whatever, or this experience. I think that doesn't work for me, in that I always think my manifestations never come true.
I didn't know this.
I really think it is. Whenever I've said it before in many an episode, I'm sure, but it's like, my life always goes not to my plan. Mm-hmm. Because I think my plan is very strict and very, I don't know what's best for me.
I hate to say it, but it's the desperation vibe that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm like, right, I have to end up in Paris next year.
Your poem's gone out the window.
Poem's gone out the window. It's, I need to end up in Paris. If I don't end up in Paris, I'm fucked. And then it's like, actually, Paris wasn't for you because you're actually going here instead. And I think that is part of my whole thing with it, of relinquish all control and trust the timing of life, in that I do not know what's best for me in a lot of ways, or because all of the things that I have pursued in my life, or a lot of the things that I have pursued, have turned to shit. And a lot of the things, in fact, I would say all of the good things that I have in my life have been of no planning or action in a lot of way of my own, that it doesn't feel completely organic. It's like everything good that has happened to me has been organic, and all of the things that have been like letdowns and disappointments have been me trying to orchestrate my life in a certain way of being like, I want to meet this person at this party at this time. It's like, you won't meet them. You will never meet them.
You're writing scripts.
Yeah, I just think letting your life flow in an organic way, maybe there is some fate going on. Maybe there is some predestined thing that you're trying to steer it off course, and it's like, no, you're supposed to be going over here. But maybe it is just, you cannot force a river, your life, to go in any direction. It's going to flow as it's going to flow. Like, I'm almost the river's going over here, but I'm trying to dig a new fucking canal. It's like, no, let it flow as it's going to flow. You literally have no choice.
Damn,
girl.
That's a good point.
Nice.
That's all, like, that.
Damn.
Honestly, I've seen myself. Yeah, no, but honestly, damn, that's a good point. Yeah, I agree with you, though. And I see that for you in the sense of, like, I agree with you. I see that rigidity. And I think that's a real problem for people. That's why I think the balance is really important, of, like, knowing that you deserve something, knowing you can go out and, you know, make something, you can put, you know, you're capable of making things happen for yourself in some way. But then also not fucking forcing it. Jesus Christ, don't force it. Are you forcing us? I didn't consent to this. The universe did not consent to this.
It's not consensual. My life's like, I did not consent to this direction.
Honestly, stop forcing me.
You can definitely tell the difference between in yourself. Oh, I can definitely tell the difference between something that is organic and something that is being forced, because if you feel resistance.
Can you tell, though? Can you tell?
I can tell.
Because I feel like sometimes we've had convos where you're like, yeah, no, fuck.
No, but I think I can tell. For example, something that I always think, well, that I've been thinking recently, was back in the day when I was like applying for jobs out of uni. It's like, I can feel the force in this. I can feel that, like, I just need to get,
feels like somebody else's life,
a job out of uni. Yeah, it's like, it's not what I wanted. And there was a whole period, I'm gonna just say the fucking brand name, there was a whole period in my life where I had like interviews with, like, at BuzzFeed, and I was like, okay, I could get this job at BuzzFeed. And it became a bit of a, like, I don't really want this, but I think I'm suited to that, and that's what I should do, and it's kind of what everyone would expect me to do out of uni, sort of thing. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
you're kind of doing some social media thing at BuzzFeed. It's like, that's not what I even want. I literally don't want that.
Yeah, you're sending us kind of quizzes. What Friends character is your breakfast?
Which Shrek character are you? Kill me now. I'll do the quiz, but I will not make the quiz.
No offense if you're making the quiz, by the way. Because also it does go hand in hand with, look, we also do what we got to do, you know?
Also, it's like, I'd have a lot more money if I did that. Mm-hmm. I would be able to have a lot nicer things if I did that. But it's not, I know I wouldn't be happy in it because,
yeah.
And then I feel the difference in the how organic this has felt. Or like, I even thought it when I was doing my like illustration stuff recently. It's like, I woke up with an idea, I went to the shops, got the stuff I needed, came back, did it, made it. And it's like that didn't feel, I didn't feel any resistance. It wasn't of a desire to appear like anything. Mm. It was purely just like, oh, I've got an idea. I'm going to do it and I'm going to make it and blah, 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 blah. Rather than if I do this kind of calculated steps to, if yeah. I do this, then people will view me in a certain way. That therefore will allow me this opportunity. And therefore yeah. I will be able to live here and meet this type of person and this type of person. I then 40 years down the line, I will have this and this and this. And it's like, no, I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years time, let alone 40 years time right now.
Totally that. I think that's hard though for a lot of people because it is kind of the opposite of your survival instinct.
It's not self-preservational at all. You don't have a pension, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. But then simultaneously, if your survival instinct is telling you to fucking stress every fucking day and live in misery, then you're also not, you're not, definitely not living, you know, in kind of prime, in your prime state.
But I think that's the battle. That is, I think that's the battle in life.
Yeah, it's finding the balance.
I don't know. Right now, you may not need to be making a lot of the decisions that you're making. Or like, if the root of the way you live like a miserable life is for enough money to live and all of these things, yes, then it's probably a good idea to live that miserable life because like, fuck, you need to have a house, you need to have food, all of this stuff. But if the root of why you're choosing to live a miserable life beyond your means, i.e. to buy nice clothes, to be able to go to things that you don't really need to go, like you're living for the excess or for an image,
mm-hmm.
an image of happiness, I'm saying, of wanting to be able to put in your bio like executive producer at blah, yeah. blah, blah, but you actually don't want to be that thing.
Out of habit and the stories that you've been told.
There's an element, not even an element of performance. It is performance. It's fully performance. And I think if you're living in misery for that, mm-hmm. even if you've convinced yourself that you're kind of happy, I don't know, it's almost, I don't know what my point is really.
Well, is anyone happy though in saying that? Because you'll be sat doing your painting thinking tomorrow I need to blah, blah, blah. It's like,
oh, I am not the poster child of happiness by any means.
No, but just kind of all of us in life, this whole thing just becomes redundant then because none of us are being present anyway.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So even if we just let go and we just do the right amount of taking action and we find that balance, you're still probably going to be miserable because you're stressing about what you've got to do next week. So actually this whole episode is redundant.
Is void. Yeah.
Because I just want to talk about being present.
No, I completely agree. I think that is it.
Isn't it?
But that's the whole thing that I was saying that, well, I'm quoting from someone, but God knows who.
I think it is Eckhart Tolle.
A million kind of prophets.
Well,
that yeah. it's like...
Prophets.
It's like a million prophets to the end of time. That the feeling of wanting is suffering. Desire is suffering.
Mm.
To want something that you do not have is not living in the present moment. Therefore, you are...
Mm-hmm.
You're dead. If you're not living right now, where are you? You're dead.
Well, you haven't lived a day in your life. You spent the whole time yeah. in your head. You've never come to planet Earth. You've never been sat on the ground. You've been in a brain the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in a kind of abstract realm of tomorrow, simultaneously stressing about the past, simultaneously stressing about how you're going to pay your rent next month, simultaneously stressing about that conversation that hasn't happened yet.
You're everywhere but alive.
Yeah, you're everywhere but here.
You're not alive.
You are everywhere but here.
You're everywhere but in your life. That's fucked.
Which is why the nobody's coming, Harry thing, I'm not going to explain it. You'll have to go and find the episode where we first spoke about that. But no one's coming to pull you back into the present moment. Maybe this is us. Maybe this is us pulling you into the present moment. It's kind of in Inception where they play the... This is like, we're waking you up.
No. Yeah. Kind of a spinning top. That's what I remember from that film.
Exactly. Yeah. This is us pulling you back in and being like, hang on, are you present right now? What are you doing? Are you cooking dinner? Are you going for a walk? Are you seeing your friends later? Are you stressing about something? Where are you?
Right now, look up. Are you on a walk right now? Look up.
Yeah, look around.
Look around. Are there some birds in the sky?
It's nice to meet you. We're Sephie and Wing. Nice to meet you. Nice to be here with you.
It's nice to meet you.
What a lovely moment.
How does it feel right now in your body? Have you got like period pains right now? Like,
yeah.
Or is like your back kind of itching a bit? Like your feet, are they aching? Like what is going on? Like, how does it feel in your body like right now in this moment?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, oh, I love that.
That's more important than at this party I'm gonna bump into the love of my life. Fuck that. No, you're not. How are you right now?
Yeah, fuck that. You might not even go. It might be fucking cancelled because there's a hurricane. I don't know why there's a hurricane.
There might be a hurricane. But God. Also, at that party, are you even there? How are you feeling in your body in that moment then?
Exactly.
You're not there because you're thinking, is he coming? Is he coming?
Yeah.
Where are my friends? Oh God, do I look a bit lame right now? Oh my God, my top is too tight. I don't look good in this.
Uh-huh.
You're not there. When you're there, you're not even there.
Where have you been?
You're everywhere but here.
Where have you been all my life?
I don't know what you're singing, but
like,
I'm going to dance to it.
Where have you been? Where have you been all my life? You know that song, Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Now it's hit me.
Where have you been all my life? Yeah,
that's... Do you know what I kind of thought you were going to sing? I don't know why. I just haven't met you yet.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, and I've had the time of my life.
Yeah, nice.
Jesus. Well, anyway, pull you into the present moment. I think we've done that.
Am I saying a thing or are you saying a thing?
I can ask you something, yeah. That was what we said, wasn't it? You were going to ask me something sad. Go on, ask me.
But it's not sad, but I said it could take a turn for the evil.
And I said, if there's ever an opportunity to make something sad, I'll do it. But go on.
Okay, well, I was going to say, have you ever accidentally manifested something bad?
No, I think, so my belief would be that that just looks like what you were talking about earlier of like the desperation of like, you're going to set yourself up for failure. I just don't believe in that. I think you manifest something bad by spending your time being cruel to yourself. What about you?
Yeah, you create unhappiness within you. Yeah, same. I do think it's that you, if you're coming with negative vibes, you will just be fed negative vibes. If you come to anything with, again, desperation and kind of, I need this, it's going to come back in your face kind of with shit. Because even when you get the thing, you could be, I want to win an Oscar. You're standing on stage, thank you so much. And you're feeling
nothing.
My intentions for this were bleak.
Yeah.
My intentions were, I need this thing. And then you're stood there going, Leonardo DiCaprio is looking at me. I don't even fucking know him. Fucking Joaquin Phoenix over there. You mean nothing to me.
That's not true. You're obsessed.
No, but I'm not me in that scenario.
Oh.
Those two people came to mind because Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah, Oscars, I think of him.
He would be at the Oscars.
Joaquin was the next person I thought of because you are my life and soul and everything, Joaquin.
Right, but you were playing a character in that thing.
I was playing a character of someone that desperately wants an Oscar.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say no to one. To me, those sorts of things, it's like, yeah, I want it like I kind of want to find a bar of gold in an old coat pocket. It's like, I'm not banking on it.
Mm.
It's like, I would love that to happen.
As in a chocolate bar, gold bar, or a bar of gold?
A bar of gold, a slab of gold. It's like, yeah, that would be great.
I mean, I would love to find that. That's kind of in Lord of the Rings.
But I'm not doing anything in my waking life to make it happen. Okay, well, I was going to ask you, not a sad vibe, where are you kind of at with manifesting and like, you know, what's your like mindfulness vibe at the moment? I know yoga.
Yeah, okay, so goes without saying.
Boring. No,
I'm the yoga gal at the moment.
Goes without saying yoga.
Literally goes without saying, can't get enough.
But you can talk about yoga, but...
Well, I'm not going to because it's just boring.
But I mean in a manifesting sense, like... What do you do to stop the desperation or what do you do to keep it real?
I am in quite a good routine at the moment of, I found these like meditations that I really like because as much as I really like Headspace, I do think it's a bit, I don't know, it's not really my vibe.
There goes our sponsor.
Unless they want to sponsor me, then it's entirely my vibe. Andy, I'll do anything for you.
Then it's the best thing I've ever seen.
To be honest, it did get me into it. Like when I was like 14, my dad was like, there's a thing called Headspace. Do you want it? Like the subscription app thing when it was like back in the day. And I was like, yeah, this is great. And I had it for years. It helped my anxiety so much back in the day. But now...
You evolved to Great Meditations YouTube channel.
Yeah, there's a YouTube channel. I was showing Wing this the other day because after our picnic, we came back and kind of...
Died.
We were like lying in my bed, real couple vibes. And we were watching Game of Thrones, but we stopped it. And I remember we stopped it many times, but we were watching, what's it called, Tom Holland performing Under My Umbrella, and I was like, do you not just find this so fit? And you're like, no.
And I was like, no, but I wish I did, because I do get it. But it must be internalized homophobia. There's something going on. It's just completely internal. It's toxic masculinity. That's the only reason that it's not hot.
But it is.
But also, I think sexuality and desire in sexual desire is so interesting. But anyway.
It's the most interesting thing. I could kind of talk about
that all day.
That Tom Holland performance.
Yeah.
It's kind of making me quite sweat to talk about it, really. If you haven't watched it, Tom Holland...
I think it's just really fucking hot. I'm honestly sweating.
No, I'm really hot all of a sudden.
It's a hot day.
Go watch Tom Holland lip sync battle and you may die or may not die of hotness. What was I talking about?
But anyway, great meditations.
Oh, then I also showed you the, it just came up on the side, Great Meditations, which is this random YouTube channel, which I hate the aesthetic of. I, sorry if you're listening, the person that designs it. I hate the aesthetic. It's kind of...
There goes another sponsor.
One out the window. Great Meditations. It's kind of, they're kind of cartoon girls sitting there, but there's one woman's voice that speaks on the on these videos. She goes, oh, what she says, she's like, this is for your most loving and highest good. And it's like, it's very American. She goes, holding it at the top and let it go with a sigh.
Ooh, lovely.
It makes me feel very relaxed. I think I don't like a man speaking to me in meditation. It's like, I can't relax with you in my ears.
I thought I didn't. But actually, so I, it's funny you should say this, because I was literally thinking this morning, do I use a Great Meditations, Seffi's favourite YouTube channel, meditation? And I thought, no, I'll just stick, because I use this app called Balance.
Nice.
Not sponsored. I fucking wish it was, but I got a year free last year, so still I'm using my year. Yeah, and I actually really like it, and I prefer the man's voice. He's called Ifozu, I think, or, and the girl's called Leah, and I think I prefer him.
You prefer Ifozu? Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
I think it just depends. Like, I agree. I'm joking though, saying I couldn't have a man's voice in my ear, but also
no, but I totally get that. I totally get, because I don't like a man ASMR would set my teeth on edge. Fucking
honestly, would JK set Rowling my teeth say, on but... edge. That would freak me right out, actually, because I think there's something a little bit... It's intimate, ASMR.
Yeah, because it's like, why is a man whispering to me? Get
literally
the fuck out of my fucking ear hole, you fucking cunt. Stop trying to rape me, honestly.
You freak. You're a perv. You're a perv.
Yeah, get the... Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
Back the fuck up.
Honestly, I completely agree. Male ASMR, because it's dark and it's intimate.
Whereas a woman, I'm like, ooh... kind of finger me.
Yeah, it's like, come brush my hair, baby.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I'm into that at the moment, so I do that every morning. But like, she does ones where as you're lying in bed, like as you're waking up, and then ones that kind of get you to go to sleep as well, and then there are like millions of like for everything, like everything. But I quite like doing one before I've got out of bed, and I also am doing a new thing before I've got out of bed. I like to read a bit, like just literally like 3 pages, because
nice.
I think I am just best suited in a fictional world. I'm just best suited in like the daydreams of life, and I think before I have to do anything in this shitty reality, I do like to be thrown into just straight away,
make the most of the alternate ones first.
Just
yeah,
get me into dreamland, like just get me into... I've literally just come out of dreaming and I'm like, get me into dreamland now. But I think it just helps me,
honestly. This place sucks.
Fucking here again, Jesus. But it's like, I think I just like to, I think I just, I like reading, I like being in,
yeah,
I quite like to get straight into fiction straight away in that way, like into a fictional thing.
That sounds healthy.
That's really great.
That's the thing. No, but same here, but I think I struggle with addiction to that.
Same. That's why it's just like a couple pages.
So let's recommend it to these lot.
But that's why it's not like, oh, I'm gonna put on TV straight away, because then you're done for. But it's like,
I'm a goner.
Reading's still quite present.
Yeah,
reading is still quite present. I remember once being like to my dad, oh, I haven't done any work, I've just been reading today, and he was like, reading is work. And I do think in a lot of ways reading is very active, like you are using your brain. It's amazing. And I definitely go through phases when I'm reading and I'm not reading and stuff, but that's one of my new things, that it's like I like to read in the morning.
That's
straight
nice.
away, and I think that really sets me up. Then I do my yoga and all of this stuff, but I don't think I'm not in a very spiritually charged place at the moment. Like the fucking full moon's just been, didn't put my crystals out, all of that shit, which I like to do kind of for fun. But I'm not feeling very spookster. Like, I don't have any ghostly stuff happening. Like, I have nothing spookster, which
That's
I'm
okay.
gussed about. So if anyone has any ghost stuff, tell me it all.
Oh, well, yeah, it goes without saying. I'd love to hear it.
I'm kind of thinking I can't wait for Halloween. Like, Halloween episode.
Oh, my God.
We could do a Halloween dress-up vibe. Oh, my God, I couldn't wait. Halloween's my favourite fucking day. Not even Halloween day. Halloween vibe.
Remember when we thought you were going to get sacrificed on Halloween?
Yeah, that was mental. That was mental. That was mental.
I don't know how much we can say, but basically Seffi was in an environment that she couldn't leave. And it was like, she could only leave once Halloween had passed.
I was like, can I leave now? And they said, you can't leave until after Halloween. And I thought, I'm definitely getting sacrificed on Halloween. Definitely getting sacrificed on Halloween.
Oh my God.
Like, it was amazing, but it was just, you never really want to hear, you can't leave until the day after Halloween. It's like, that's convenient.
Halloween. It's like, well, you're not leaving then.
It's like, I've seen this plot before.
You're never leaving.
I've seen this before.
Honestly, I think I've seen this film before.
Yeah.
Don't bring me into Taylor Swift. Are we rapping?
Oh, are we rapping? Okay, cool.
I don't know. We can rap, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I've got nothing else to say.
No, neither.
I just basically can't. When it starts being, I can't wait for Halloween, you know it.
Yeah, it's like, well.
It's kind of March, whatever. What month is it? May.
I've got bad news for you. It's June.
And I can't wait till October.
It's June now, yeah.
Yeah, it's June now. Oh, look, this is what I mean. I don't know where we are in life.
So, if you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Assume the worst.
But also, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for bearing with us. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we're at such a good point with you guys at the moment. Like,
same.
You very much live with us in our minds all the time. Like, we very much go through our days with you on the mind, so.
Totally.
Whether or not that's reciprocated, that's fine.
That's absolutely fine.
And we'll see you next week, hopefully, if not assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.